This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So early this week, we had some news from a school in Lagos State. Some children had gone for a competition in Dubai. And while they were away, there was a video of some sexual activity. It was said to have happened about a month ago, but that just came out now. And then we had netizens, that's Nigerians on the net, or people on the net. And we had everyday people turn out to be counselors, parenting counselors, parenting experts, and the likes. And one of the major things that was said that I'm bringing to the table this morning was that no matter how hard you try, no matter how well you raise your child, you cannot determine the outcome. Like some people will say, who go better. So you could take them to a good school. You could actually pay attention to them, be their friend, talk to them, interact with them, know them. And they will still turn out to be maybe irresponsible adults. You could decide to ignore them as children, you know, punish them, abuse them, you know, not pay their fees, not even send them to school. And they will turn out to be amazing adults, maybe even turn out to be millionaires or billionaires. So my question this morning, is it really the case that no one can predict how a child will turn out? I know that people buy parcels of land, for example. They get seeds. They don't just get any kinds of seeds. They get very good seeds. They prepare the land, they water, they manure it, and then they plant, they weed, they put fertilizer, you know, they watch the weather. When it's ripe, they harvest and they take to the market, right? That's a seed. So is it very different from a way a child is brought up? And then again, I remember that a lot of us here pretend to be Christians. We've got lots of church folks. And they will tell you that the Bible does say, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart of it, depart from it. So if we say we're church folk, does that also mean that the Bible is lying? If the Bible says train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it, does it mean the Bible is lying? Should the Bible have said, train up your child anywhere where you see and when he grow, now so he be, so help us God. And now, whatever is my name, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. I expect parents to call. Tell us if you think you're wasting your time investing. That's for those who are investing in their children. Tell us if you think it's just a total waste of time. You just do and shah. Maybe that's why you do it the way you do it, half-heartedly. If you're an adult and you believe that you turned out 100% opposite of what your parents instilled and taught you, then let's have this conversation. We're Nigeria Info. Good morning. Please get straight to the point.
Hello, everybody. Dr. Dennis Benawa. Hello.
Morning, sir.
Yeah. Well, I have 7 children, and all of them under beautiful in my street. People ask. The man is secluded and old. He doesn't relate with many people, and for that, I even have enemies who think I'm too proud or something. But they say, but his children are wonderful. You know, those who saw them, now they're all out all over the world. And I think if you do not harness your children, you'll be wasting your time. Children, just like every other animal, as we are the higher animals, must be cultured. If they are not, they will develop like wild beasts. Even though you bring a beast from the forest and you culture that beast will be a tamed animal and not a wild beast. So if anybody is arguing that children will be what, no. We know that there's fate. Fate has a lot of role to play in somebody's life. And by hook or by crook, you know, a child can turn out a witch. But you also question, what is the source of that wealth? Is it this get-rich-quick thing, or is it the real biblical injunction that you must make straight and good money? That's my contribution this morning. Good day.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Dennis. We're Nigerian for Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning, Elon. My name is Chima.
All right.
I'm a parent.
Okay.
A young one at that. To resist, I will not agree with that in its entirety. There is a deliberate attempt in the way you bring up the child. Intentionally. Intentionally how you should treat up a child. And training up a child is not the responsibility of just the parent. While we are growing up then, they used to say when you see a fowl suffering disease that you should chase it away because you don't know who would eat the leg. Then it used to be a corporate responsibility of the society. When you see someone side messing up, you don't just keep quiet because after all it's not your own. But the truth is that the society we live in now is no longer as the same as it used to be. So you don't depend on people to like take care of yours. But as a parent, it's your sole responsibility to intentionally bring up your child, like you said, in the way it should grow. And it will not depart from it. And that is not to say that after you've done this, that there are no chances. You know, we always have this, they used to say that a couple of bad eggs. That doesn't mean that one cannot go astray. But you've done all you could as a parent. And the chances of him, the child coming up the way you have trained him is really, really, really high.
Right.
And there's this thing they used to say that, I think in philosophy also, they said that the mind of a child is tabula rasa, that is a plain board. That what you write on it, that is how it sticks. But generally in human, there is no human that is 100% good. There is a bit of goodness and there is a bit of badness. But what should be chasing entirely, let the greater percentage of it be the good part. But saying that training your child how it be, no, it's not so. You should deliberately, intentionally train up your children the way they should go. They will sincerely not depart from it, but doesn't mean that it can't happen. Life does happen. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. A child is a tabula rasa, a clean slate. So it's what you teach them that they know. So for example, if I were brought up in France, for example, I would speak French as my first language. That's how my mother tongue is. That's the language I know, right? If I was brought up in Saudi Arabia, it would be Arabic, right? If I was brought up in Angola, it should be Portuguese. If I was brought up in the West, Yoruba. So is it possible that your child will grow up from childhood to maybe 18, then leave Yoruba lands, then come to another state and then lose every memory, every consciousness of what they've been taught and how they've been brought up? Is that okay? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, hello.
Morning, sir.
Yes, my name is Amanda, calling from Africa. You see, training up a child, I've told some people that the parents turn off the heart, sending a child to abroad for study. Then at the end, they came back to the house with nothing.
What do you mean nothing? What do you mean nothing? Hello, sir, what do you mean nothing?
Yes, what I mean by nothing is that I have so many of their parents spend a lot of money and then to abroad for study and they just wasted their time for nothing and came back to the house without learning anything. And from the same drug abuse.
I don't understand. Hold on. You're saying that the child returned without a certificate or the child went there to study what they wanted to study. What exactly is it?
That
the child came out returned without a certificate? Hold on, sir. You're an adult, right?
Yes.
Do you have children?
I have children in the house.
Okay. Do you have anyone in the university?
No.
Okay, wait. Let's pretend that you have one in boarding school, right?
Yes.
At the end of every term, what should you check for when your child returns home?
The
results. Okay, so if you say that a child was sent abroad and they spent all that time there and they returned without a certificate, what does it mean?
That is
Good morning.
Yeah, hi, no, good morning.
Yeah, let's hear you.
Yeah, move fast on the line. Well, you know, what a very interesting topic. You see, it was John Locke who made that, position that the human mind is a tabula rasa, a clean slate from, you know, from childbirth. I also want to agree with that school of thought. You see, you know, parenting starts from when the child is given birth to. I mean, it's a full-time job, okay? This growing up that we are talking about is like the foundation, because that is the stage where that child begins to learn certain things, both morals and other forms of, you know, helpful philosophy that will help that child in the future. And now growing up, the up front was more or less like a barrack. Our parents instilled discipline in us, brought us up with strong moral etiquette. I don't know to say that they don't love us, because most times this discipline makes a lot of people feel that our parents don't like us and all of that, but they understand what it means to bring up a child. And what we have these days, you know, we have parents who are negligent. They feel that when you begin to discipline your child, discipline means you are not up to date with, you know, with modern civilization. They feel that a child is supposed to be given extreme freedom to the detriment of that child. Anybody that is properly brought up in the home front, even if you happen to find yourself, probably once you had the privilege of going to the university, when you think of how you were brought up, you know, even you have the leeway to make decisions for yourself, you retrace your step. That was how we were brought up.
Mm.
Although that we didn't have much, but our parents understand that they are supposed to be there for us. They instill discipline, and that is what the modern society is lacking today. We have dysfunctional youths and adults. The foundation is very, very important, and that is the home front, you know.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So what is your take? Is the outcome predictable, or it's que sera, sera?
It is predictable, you know, because once you know that you've cultivated the plant properly, you'll be rest assured that you have good fruit. That is the truth. It's not as if the Bible did not, you know, the Bible was wrong when it said you train up a child in the way it should go, because that stage, unless you don't trust your capacity as a parent. Now myself, if my child is not fully grown, but I know that at certain stage, I know what he's supposed to be exposed to. At this early stage, you don't dare to begin to show Telemundo or not when I'm, you don't try that in my house. My son wakes up in the morning when I'm listening to radio, when they know that their parents from that tender age, they know this thing.
Okay.
You can predict it, you know.
All right.
Thank you.
So they see what you're doing and they can tell. Training, a lot of people are using the word train up, but is it training that, you know, is actually going on? Training is the action of teaching a person or animal a particular skill or type of behavior. So there's potty training for toddlers, right? Move away from the nappy to using a potty, right? There is the table training, eat from a plate. Even if they're going to scatter the grains all over the place, the parents still train. And it's a patient process. Some kids, it's easier for them, for others, you know? So it is the action of training. Uh-huh. Teaching. Then parenting is the activity of bringing up a child as a parent. It's not that I born Pekin. It's not that I have two boys, strong, fine, they resemble me. It's the activity. Activity is a verb. It's a doing activity. Means that there are two participants. Not just you barking orders. Is that you're interacting with the person and you're getting feedback. But some people believe that, and I just talking this morning, no matter what you do, a child will turn out the way they will turn out. What's your take? Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, you're on iJurInfo.
Yes, good morning. My name is Michael.
Well, listen, Michael.
Hello?
Michael, please go on.
All right. For me, the subject under discussion, training up a child where he should grow, does not mean that this child may not take the wrong step. This child may still take a wrong step. One thing is noted, that you have done your part in training up this child. And as you have trained this child, even if for any reason it takes a wrong step, in few days or years later, the training, the good behavior, the good lens or things he learned, or he or she learned, may reoccur and start reflecting back on the good things that the parents taught he or her. You look at the case of the Holy Ghost son. I think that if you had a good home training, they were all doing practically well. One day, that I want to leave, share my belongings. He packed up, he moved. After squandering the entire money, leave the bench life, do every manner of thing, he started struggling to see whether he can bounce back. No way. The staff where pigs are being, you know, it's the same place where pigs are being trained. All right. But at the end of the day, the sense of normal belonging came to him that I have a father. Among all the slaves, even if he's the last slave among them, let me go and beg my father for forgiveness. After my father has forgiven me, and I beg him that he should at least treat me like the least slave among his servants. And that is it. So that one child, that scripture says, turn up a child the way he should go, does not mean that that child may not take some first step. None of us, who among us all can be boasts of perfection, that we are perfect through because we are parents. None of us can do them boast of that.
All right.
For that reason, it is obvious that a child will take the wrong step. Like what happened, we are bringing throughout the matter. Wherever that child you were at that particular time, who were the watchers, who were watching this child at that time to correct or direct that child in the absence of the parents. So training is not only telling it to the parents alone. Parents will do their part. As the children left home, those child carers, child guidance or whatever the teachers they may answer,
all right,
are the ones who will continue from there. And
okay,
that is based on if they have also a good home trainer.
Okay.
If they don't have, you see them looking for ways to either abuse these children or do any other thing contrary to what they are supposed to happen.
Thank you, Michael, for calling. He says they will continue from where the parents stopped. That means there is a process, means there is an intention, means there is a way that the child is supposed to be going. When I join Football Harcourt, my name is Eno Beverly. Some say no matter what you do, no matter how much you invest in the child, no matter how much you deliberate about an intention about bringing up your child, they will still turn out the way they will turn out. Your thoughts on that after the commercial? Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The way children turn out, is it predictable? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. My name is Eno Bivri. The Bible does say, train up a child in the way that he should go. When the child is old, they will not depart. Is the Bible telling a lie? On Facebook, Peter says, it was back in the day when training a child was a collective responsibility. Today, you dare not correct a child, the parents will come for your juggle. I once had a colleague who simply asked a disrespectful younger child to apologize to the elder one for disrespecting her. Her mom drove to school to slap my colleague right in front of children after school. She queried why my colleague would interfere. She went further to say she trains her children differently and we should just teach and go home. You see, the school used to be a place where children are not just taught how to find X and Y's, but morals also. But our today's parents are modern and too civilized. Well, I know modern parents who are civilized as well. They would not slap anyone. And they really do not believe that parenting is a collective responsibility. So they do their job. Matilayo Sara, Abraham Lincoln will always say that the best way to predict your future is by creating it now, so it is predictable. That's on Facebook. We go to WhatsApp. Kelly says, I think it's the responsibility of parents to train up their kids. God doesn't give anyone a bad baby. It's the way you nurture it. Parents are to command respect and not demand respect from children. They should teach children to be leaders, not followers. From the biblical injunction, if you really train your child very well, despite the pressure, he or she will definitely discern the training received from the parents because the brain is built to retain memory and instructions for a lifetime. Therefore, the Bible isn't lying at all. Rather, it's always the light that brightens our paths, in a nutshell. I think it's just the fulfillment of Bible's prophecies. Ferdinand de Kergo sent that in. Now, that Madame Christie said, training of kids is not magic, but garbage in, garbage out, period. Let's not deceive ourselves. Thanks. Pastor Aina also says, I would talk from my experience. When I was growing up, I went out of the way I was being trained by my parents, but later I came to my senses. Oh, children are not interested in what you say, but what they see you do. If dog can be trained, why not a human being child? What you hear, the kind of discussion taking place in the homes, the children can't turn out right, Andy, okay? Children like wet cement, says Mrs. Chizomam Ogbona. Any shape you give it at its worst stage sticks. Train up a child should be a deliberate act. The tendency to digress will always be there, but the voice of advice, admonition, direction, and training from the parents will always put them back on track. Parents should also pray for their children. Parents can't be with them all the time, but the divine presence of God goes with them anywhere. That small, still voice will always speak when peer pressure or social media etc. is speaking. Jennifer says, good morning, Eno. How are you today? I'm good, thank you. It is good to train up a child in the way he should grow so that when they're old, they will not depart from it. But to be honest with you, Eno, everything lies in the hand of the child. Some of these children are spoiled by peer pressure, but we should always continue to back up these children with prayers. Even when a child is properly trained, they can still misuse the slightest opportunity given to them. These days, children are not cautioned, spanked when they do wrong by parents, but when another person cautions or spanks them, they see you as their enemy. So if you're to train a child, you need to back it up with prayers. Well, as a child, I went to Sunday school and I was told that angels are with us all the time. So I don't know if the prayers work or it's a default setting that children have angels, even the way adults do. But, you know, adults, maybe the cares of life have overtaken them. But for kids, they say every child has an angel that guides them, right? Jennifer. Then also, saying it lies in the hands of a child, I don't know, because I think a child has to get to a certain age before they can be said to have come to an age of reckoning. That's why they have correctional centers for children. I don't remember what they call them now. But until they get to a certain age, you can't take them to a prison, for example. All right, 0817-923-0002. Is it a case of que sera, sera? Or there is actually a way to train up a child in the way that it should go, and when they're old, they will not depart. We are now at your info. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Nenwa. I'm calling from Iagwa, in a way.
All right, let's hear you.
Yeah, well, I've listened to all that you've read, like from the WhatsApp and the Facebook, and yeah, they all have valid points. But this is what I want to add to it. You know, I always tell my sis, yeah, she has grown up children. She has children. She's 13 years old. So, and she also kind of reason alongside with me. Every child has his or her own mind. I think they understand. I know the biblical standard of train a child in the way they tell you should go and all of that. But then as a parent, yeah, I also believe as a parent, we ought to be leaders by example. You don't just say things and then do the other way. You know, we should lead by example. Whatever life you want your child to emulate, you should be that role model. Because I believe everything, every lesson, every experience should start from the home. And I also feel the home should be a solace, because that's one thing that I didn't have. It should be a solace from all the issues we had in the world. Your home should be a place to rest from the troubles of the world. But imagine you having troubles outside, then in your home too, you're also having troubles on the inside. To me, I think it doesn't make sense. Like, it's you're losing on all both ends. You're losing out in society, you're losing inside in your own house. To me, it doesn't really add up. It doesn't make sense. I just feel people should learn. They should try. You know, all these times we try to be abusive to our partners, children are watching. You know, you try to talk rudely to your partner because you're angry, you lack your frustration. There was one time one woman tried me in her car, she was trying to rest. She didn't smile when I said her. But then she asked a little, when we drove for some minutes, she was now relieved. She was not trying to tell me that she was not happy because she had a bad business that went bad. And then she had to transfer that frustration on her daughter. And she beat the daughter and even injured that daughter. Like, she inflicted wounds on that daughter out of this anger she had from her business that did not go well. You know, just like a transferring aggression. These things are wrong, totally wrong. I just sat in that car, I was speechless. I was just dumbfounded. I didn't even know what to even say to her. But my only just to listen. I listened, but I was speechless. I know these things happen in so many homes, millions of homes these days. It happens. I think people should learn. That's why I like this thing that will say, control your emotions. Don't let your emotions control you. People should learn to put their emotions in check. Whatever happens outside, to be outside. When you come home, everything outside, you leave it on the outside. Once you're inside your door, you should be calm, quiet, reserved. Because these are your people, your own. Your child is your blood. Your partner, husband is your blood. Is you. Or your wife is your blood. I think you understand. Mm. I think people should learn. Let's try to make the home a safe heaven.
Right.
It's even my own goal, my own purpose. Let's try to make a home a safe heaven for these children. That way we can predict how they turn out tomorrow. But it's not a safe heaven, my dear. Nothing can be predicted. Yes, South Africa.
Thank you. Interesting. So, you're pretending to be training your child, or you think you're training your child in the way that they should go, but you yell at your mother-in-law, you fight your younger ones, you're their parent too. You're fighting physical combat, mortal combat with your brother who is in your house because he bashed your car. You're moving your shed, throwing blow in the living room. And the child is watching you and is conflicted. So this is the papa that, even you might even be the leader of the church. They see you on the altar and they're wondering, so who is that person and who is this person? Then you yell at their mother, you slap her sometimes, you tell your mother to shut up, mama, stop calling me, you're disturbing me. And they're watching you. You lie to the landlord, you lie about your job. So where is this? So all of this is training, because, I mean, there are things you tell, there are things you teach, there are things they see. So it's like watching TV. Great example. You're watching TV, something is going on there. Maybe they're dancing a new step. The person there is not teaching you. They're just dancing, but you're watching. But you're learning. So the next time you see your child doing one kind, say, who taught you that one? They were showing you that time on TV. But the person who was on TV was just doing their thing. So you're doing your thing on one hand, believing, pretending, thinking you're training on the other hand. But the child is watching and they're learning and they're conflicted. Then you join the Buddha that's saying, train up a child in the way that they should go. But let's check the actions that happen in your home. Are there things that you want your child to repeat when they're older, for example? Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on Nigerian Info.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, my name is Daniel.
All right.
For me, I don't believe that a child will become whatever that child will be. No. I believe the mind of a child is completely zero. Nothing is inside. That is why it's called a child. What it deposits in that mind is what becomes of that child. For the fact that you give a birth to a kid does not mean you're a parent. parenting is different from being a biological father or a biological mother. A child is a child, you're a parent. What is your duty? You're there to direct this child a value system that you think is good based on the morality that you want he or she to grow up with. If you deposit negativity in that mind, of course the child will turn out to be negative in terms of the way he or she perceives reality of life. You can't come back home as a parent. You do not create a relationship where you talk to a child, where you direct a child, this is what is good. When you talk to a child, the child will begin to hear. From hearing, he or she begin to practice. From practicing, then he will learn that this is a value system that I have to grow up with. And if you start communication with your child, you will know when this value you're teaching them is no longer in them.
Mm.
Then that is where communication comes in. What is going on is it that maybe probably he go to out to the environment is going on, the people he's staying with, no longer going against what they are teaching him or her. Then he begins to make a change, either to change the environment, or if it's school, or to change the school, or probably to have a communication with whatever environment that child is going to. This is what I'm seeing in my child, I don't like.
Mm.
So, but these days, I don't think any parent will come back home, you're tired, don't even have time for a child. You go to bed, the child see the reality from the television point of view, see the reality in life with social media. And probably that is what the child will hold as a reality because there is no communication with the parent.
Mm.
Sometimes the parent even come back and go drunk. What do you want the value system from that child? The child will begin to learn, is that how a value system is? You cannot teach a child responsibility and let as a parent, I'm coming back home to get something for your kids. What you're getting something for them, they grow up with it. Okay, daddy, come back and get this beautiful thing for me. Because when I grow up, this will become a reality for me that this is the sense of responsibility as a parent. But what we have these days is more of individual who is looking money and allow the children to grow in environment of their own.
Right.
That is not happening. This should be done.
Okay.
And second, the final point I want to make is this. You don't go out and begin to get a child because they have too much money, whatever you think they want. No. I want a phone. Ask the question, at this age, am I supposed to buy it? Is it what he or she wants? If you think that is not what she or she wants, then don't buy it and give her a reason. It's not by flogging, it's not by shouting. Communicate. See, this age, you don't have to have this. Communicate and understand. They will understand better. Then you become so harsh, you become so hardened, you don't even communicate. But the next time you want to communicate, it's threatened. And they become so scared, they will not even talk to you. They begin to grow in a monster. Before you know it, you go to prayer houses, praying to Jesus to save you. No, Jesus will not save you. You will save yourself when you become a parent. Not just a biological father, a biological mother. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for your time. On Twitter, we've got Aaron Augustine saying, but there are points where parents will say, I didn't bring you up like that. Tabula rasa to me is just at the point of birth. After all, external factors, peer pressure, self-decision and determination, etc. But the best to train the child along the line of the fear of God. But another question will now be, what is the fear of God? You know, I've been in certain churches on certain days, and the pastor would say, there is a fast, right? Then the next week, pastor would say, how many people are fasting? And some people would lie. Adults, or full-grown adults. You're not living in the pastor's house. You came from your own house, and you would lie. So if you can do that, classic example, Ananias and Sapphira, on their own volition, they said they were going to sell land to support the church. They went to sell. Nobody knew how much they sold for. They came. How much did you sell for? 10 naira 50 kobo. And it was 12 naira 50 kobo. What happened? The Holy Spirit, you know, just killed them. So we have adults lying in front of God, in the house of God, in front of God, outside what Nigerians would call the house of God. And then you still use the fear of God in the same sentence where those people are talking. They give you money to do something. You're lying. And you say you have the fear of God. So what does the fear of God really mean? Aha. Uh-huh. Who are you Nigerian for? Good morning.
No, good morning.
You're on.
I know. Somebody sent a message about things you are doing with us all with our children, right?
No. I was just recalling. The person was talking about something else. Something related.
Okay. Because I want to tell you before that the angel was talking about are those our uncles, those our sisters, those senior bros that always do us in those days and punish us. And by the time you get home, keep your face somehow, and your parents discover that you are annoyed, and they ask you, you know, what happened? You say, oh, Uncle this punched my head because why? They said, because he saw me doing this. They will even look for the uncle and shake his hand, and even punish you more. That is gone. Those are the angels, those days. But being that as it may, I think whatever we do, I don't think one or two, but let me say 1/100 will deviate. But normally, the other ones will fall in line. That's why you see in some families, you will see one person going the other way, while the others are queued up. I want to ask a question. The Guinness Book of Records, there's one Ojebola in Sapley, that's about 6-7 lawyers. How come none deviate? The behavior that the parents put up is what the children even look at more than those things you're telling them. Your behavior, like you rightly said, they are, as far as I'm concerned, you have the old beliefs, one in the state high court right now, another one in the federal high court, and you know who their mother is, know who their father is. How come did he? So if we take this as our role model, I think we can do more than, oh, decide to grow up to always become what he wants to become. For me, I think that is not always right. 1/100, yes, but that it was only so. I don't think so at all.
All right. I remember the Dafinone family as well. I think they're accountants. We've got families like that. All of them lawyers, all of them doctors, all of them engineers, all of them teachers, you know, musicians. So what's up with that? A message on Facebook. Amen, Jacob. What a child turns out to be is predictable, just like the Bible says. From my experience, I remember when I was young, there are certain things I was told to avoid to be a responsible adult in line with my culture and background. To be honest, I have many chances to get involved in those things. But looking back to where I came from and who my parents are, that alone determined the qualities in me. At a point, even till now, I'm a full-grown adult. I'm still sustaining the standard. The way and manner determine the standard. Good parents produce good children. Good parents produce good children. America says, which way to go? Be soft on your children, you will be blamed. They will call it pampering. Be hard on your children, you will be blamed. They will call it harsh. What next to prevent Chrisland School embarrassment? I'm not sure the Chrisland School matter is a case of whether you're hard or you're soft. Also, if you pay attention to your children, you'll be able to tell what or who they are or their tendencies. I was telling someone a while ago, when we were really, really young, my elder brother, for example, liked money. As a child, you could see that he was really, really into money. You know what that shows? That child is likely to be lured into crime or making quick money. It was too much. My parents were not comfortable. But I wasn't that child. I didn't care for money. I was, you know, excellent grades kind of person. Yeah, I had a mind of my own, yes, but excellent grades, that was me. So the children are, like somebody was saying, they have their own personalities, yes, but principles do not change, standards do not change. Yeah, water is water, liquid form, it's ice in solid form, it's vapor, you know, but it's still H2O, that kind of thing. What next, right? And I remember growing up, my parents sanctioned me when I did wrong, but now the petting is annoying. I don't know, can I have parents speak, please? A lot of people are just saying things that they think, and I don't know if it's your standard, you want the child, I don't know if it's the way you look at life that you want a parent to train their child by, but let me hear you. Let me hear a parent talk to me about if they think they're over pampering the child or they're trying to create a balance between let my child not go and be sucked in by peer pressure. Look, a lot of people have mentioned peer pressure. There was peer pressure in my day. There was peer pressure in my father's day, my grandfather's day. People are always outside who are going to tell you that, come try this. It's better than what you have or what you know. It's part of life. The way someone said, everyone has the good side and the evil side. They just want to amplify the good side. So there's always going to be peer pressure. But someone here is saying that, you know, like wet cement. If you know that there's going to be peer pressure, how thick is your cement going to be? We're in Nigerian info. Good morning. Final call. Good morning. Ouch. So that's gone. Well, final message here. This one says, from Kelly, says, no, it should be a case of do as I say and not as I do. I'm surprised that some add and subtract to what the Bible says. I'll never accept the peer pressure excuse. The parent command should be carried out immediately. It is given with no ifs and buts and maybe. If you cannot control a child at the age of 10, is it when the child gets to 18 that you intend to do so? Uh-huh. Question. Questions that beg for answers. My name is Enoch Bevire. It's important that while we like to jump at trends and things, we should ask ourselves the more pertinent questions. The bricks we're putting up every day, would we like the outcome when it becomes a full building? Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Enigma City. Good morning. Enjoy your weekend.